How old do you feel? People often talk about feeling their age, but a new study at UCL in London has shown that people who feel their age, or feel even older than their real chronological age, are almost 40% more likely to die than someone of the same age, but who, in their head at least, feels younger. Andrew Steptoe.
What this study found is that people who feel they are younger than their actual age seem to live longer than those who feel older.
How did you do that?
What we did was to study a large population of many thousands of people. It's a representative sample of older people in England called the English Longitudinal Study of Aging. These are people aged between 52 and over 100. And we simply asked them how old they felt. We found that on average, people feel around 8 or 9 years younger than their actual age, but this was quite variable. Some people felt older and some people felt younger. We then followed those people over the next 8 or 9 years and found that those people who felt older than their actual age had a higher rate of dying than those who felt younger.
When you say a higher rate, how much higher?
That's a very tricky question.
That's why I'm asking it.
I suppose the easiest way to think of the difference is that people who felt older than their actual age had a 41% increase in the risk of dying every year compared with those who felt younger.
That's a very big number.
It is a substantial number. And the first thing to think about is, of course, that the people who feel older than their age are in some way iller, already have existing illnesses. And so that accounts for their greater mortality. Perhaps they've already have illness, so they feel older, and then they're more likely to die. But when we measured their health in quite a detailed way, we found that didn't really explain the relationship.
This seems rather strange. So what are they dying of then?
These people are dying of the usual causes. About a third are dying of heart disease, around a third of cancer, and the remainder for other conditions such as lung diseases and so forth.
What do you think is going on then? Do you think this is a stress phenomenon? Do you think people who say they feel old, that is a reflection on something else happening in their lifestyle? And as a result, that in turn has some kind of impact on their overall health? Because we should emphasise the distinction here between causality and association. We're not saying that thinking you're feeling old makes you want to die at a younger age. We're saying that there is this association.
Absolutely. This shouldn't be interpreted as a causal link. What we think is that a person's feeling about how old they are is somehow a marker of some other processes that we don't really understand. We've looked at several of these. We've looked, for example, at people's cognitive function, how well they can do things like memory tests and so forth. We've looked at their social activity. We've looked at their mobility. And those factors, although they play a small part, don't really explain the relationship. So there does seem to be something else going on.
Why do you think that people do say they feel younger than they really are at all?
Well, it's a very common finding, and on average, most people in their middle age to older age feel several years younger.
Wishful thinking?
Well, it could be wishful thinking, or it could be that people think that their minds in some way are not as old as their bodies. I mean, the causes of why people think they're a certain age are manifold. For example, some people think about their appearance, and so they think not as beautiful as I used to be, or I've got wrinkled skin. Other people think about their vigor, and other people about aches and pains. All sorts of different factors can come in here, and we don't really know what particular combination is important.
People say that 70 today is the new 60. You know, we're all younger now than we've ever been, despite chronological age. Do you think that you'll see a reflection in the kind of data you're seeing with mortality rates to reflect that? Will people live longer because they feel younger?
Well, that's a very interesting idea. And the notion that biological aging may be a bit out of pace with chronological age is certainly a possibility, because we do know, of course, that life expectancies have gone up a great deal. And that if we look at things like mental function and physical function of 70-year-olds now, it's very similar to what things were like for people many years younger in previous decades. That, of course, is very strongly influenced by a person's social status. And we know that there's a very strong gradient in that as well.
Do you think we could flip the equation round and say to someone who feels old, you need to think younger? And would we be able to potentially manipulate the date of when they're going to die by making them think they're younger than they are?
I think that's unlikely, because I think that implies a kind of causal link which we can't really show. But one of the interesting factors about how old people are, or how old people feel, is that it is quite strongly influenced by social pressures. And there's quite a lot of interesting evidence showing that if you explain to an older person that a certain level of function is expected, you know, that they shouldn't be expected to be able to do this, or that their mental processes might be slower, they do indeed perform at those deteriorated rates. So there's a kind of ageism and social attitude to aging which may contribute to these feelings as well.
And if you're Joan Rivers and you spend more on facelifts than most people spend on food in a lifetime, does that also contribute to people feeling younger and therefore acting younger and staying alive for longer?
Well, it might do. I think that someone who does that is probably investing a lot in one particular aspect of their life, which may be not the best way to go. One might be more flexible about thinking about the things which really matter, rather than trying to hold on to things which have disappeared, just as some older people are very upset that they're not physically, don't have the physical capacity that they had in middle age. You know, one has to learn to live with these things.
Given how easy it is to ask someone, how old do you feel, and the huge predictive value that you seem to have found is attached to that, is this potentially a really useful screening test for doctors then? Low cost and very, very powerful.
Well, we'd like to think it might have that kind of effect, but I think before one goes down that route, we really need to understand more about what the links really are between these feelings about how old we are and mortality. Because as I've said, we haven't been able really to establish what the processes are, and it could be that this is a limitation of the measures that we have available and the way we're measuring them. But I'm sure there must be some links either at the biological or psychological level, or even maybe in relation to lifestyle, which are demonstrating and showing the association.
UCL's Andrew Steptoe.